The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf.
Today's daf in the second Zvachim is daf Tzadi Dalid, and we'll start at the Mishnah and at Tzadi Gimel Amud Bet. So now we're talking about the din of kivus, in which the dam of the chatat falls onto a beged. And this Mishnah wants to clarify which type of begadim are included in the din of kivus. Nitaz ala or, so if some of the blood fell onto skins, and this would be the skin of the animal that would be used afterwards by the kohen, achalohuv shat, while it was still connected to the animal, so they haven't done the skinning yet. Enoto un kibus. Then, of course, there's no din of kibus because it's not a beged yet. But mishu hufshat. Once this animal is skinned, then that skin, if it now gets dam on it, would be tam kibus. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar omer af mishu hufshat enoto un kibus. The skin would not require kibus even if it was already after skinning, because at that point it's not as yet mekabel tuma, as we'll see. We have to add those words, ela makom hadam. It has to be the actual place, not the entire beged doesn't require kibus. And the only thing that requires kibus is davar shehu ra'u lekabel tuma, something which can be mekabel tuma. And furthermore, it needs to be ra'u lekibus. It needs to be the type of material that is suitable for washing. The Gemara is going to question whether skin is indeed suitable for washing. Is a beged that's made out of or not be suitable for washing? So whether we're talking about material clothing, or we're talking about sackcloth, which is made out of hair, or we're talking about skin clothing, all of it would be chayiv in kibus if some blood of the chata spilled on it. Ve'hakivus b'makom kadosh, that kibus needs to be done in the Azora itself, as we'll see it says in the Pasuk, Yechabes b'makom kadosh. And from it we also learn out the other dinim, as we'll see in the Gemara, that also Shvirat Kli Cheres has to be b'makom kadosh, and this is the din of breaking a Kli Cheres that cannot now be washed out, because Cheres is never Yotze Midadofio Leolam, as the Gemara puts it. And the Torah says over here that any Kli Cheres that you use to boil up some of the kachim needs to be broken, and that breaking itself is an act that is a mitzvah that needs to be done b'makom kadosh. So too, when it comes to Kli Nechoshet, the Marika v'shtifa b'Kli Nechoshet also needs to be done b'makom kadosh. We'll see the particular dinim of what type of washing, what the difference is between the Marika element and the shtifa element of kelim that were used to cook kachim. Zechomer b'chatat mi kodoshei kodashim. In this particular halacha, that the din of the dam of the chatat is mechayev kibus, which is unique to the chatat, is more chamur than we find by any other korban, even of kachi kadash. All right, so where do we get the idea over here that there's a din of kivus on or as well? Minani mil. The Tana Rabbana. It says in the Pasuk, specifically, beged. It says, Asher yizeh midama al ha-beged. Now, a beged certainly does not seem to include a skin that you just have skin. So, emi al ha-beged, how would I know minayin ha-rabot or mishu hufshat? Would I know to be to be mechayev kibus, even in skin that was just skinned? Talmud lomar asher yizeh aleha techabes. Anything which had something sprinkled on it requires kibus. Yochosh anim arbe or achal lo hufshat. You might think that this would include, therefore, even skin that hadn't as yet been skinned. Talmud lomar beged. On the other hand, it does say beged, not anything asher yizeh. So it has to be at least similar to beged. Ma beged ha-ro'u lekabel tuma, af kol ha-ro'u lekabel tuma. Devi Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be something which, as Rabbi Yehuda says, mishu pshata unkibus, it has something that could theoretically be mekabel tuma. Now, if you would have had a machshava to use this particular beged as it is, then it would be mekabel tuma, even if it was just newly skinned. You don't have to necessarily do the ibud, the tanning process, in order for it to be mekabel tumah if your machshava is already determined to use it as is. Tosfos actually points out other places where it seems not like that, but there, as the Rabbi Nochaim answers, that's referring to the specific type of orotein kibisareim that we saw earlier in the discussions of that issue, and we'll see in Chulin as well, in Orva Arota. But in any event, normal skins wouldn't require that. Rabbi Elazar says it's not enough to be theoretically capable of being mekabel tuma. We learn out from beged. This is the way to learn out. Beged. Ein li ela beged. Now, a beged, a stam beged in the Torah, we know we learn from negoyim. Parshu negoyim, the beged is tzemru pishtim. How would I know to be marba other materials in a beged? So minayin l'rabot a sak, or other type of begadim like silk and so on. I mean, who's to say that that's called beged? Perhaps we should learn out the din of beged from negoyim. Talmud Lomar, that's the meaning of Asher Yizeh Aleha. So that Asher Aleha, anything on it, adds now to Chabez. So Yochol Shanim Arbeh, you might think that we should include or. Mishu Hufshat, like Rabbi Yehuda says, no way, Jose. Talmud Lomar, beged. A beged is a davar mekabel tumah. Av kol davar mekabel tumah. Not something which is ra'ui lekabel tumah, in the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what exactly is the difference in their approach when it comes to begging? And obviously, we know the difference in their approach is whether it's roi lekabel tumah, which is or mishuv shat, that theoretically, if you would be mechashev on it, or whether it's actual something that is now mekabel tumah. Yeah, I understand that, but that's not the meaning of the word beged. I mean, beged, you're talking about ma beged ro'u lekabel tumah, you're talking about ma beged mekabel tumah. That's really the difference. Where is there a beged that requires something more for it to be mekabel tumah? Either it is a beged or it's not a beged. It seems a little strange to talk about a beged as being theoretically capable of being mekabel tumah, and that would include an or. Where is there a beged that's theoretically capable but not actually capable? So my binai, what is that case? Amar Abaye, well, suppose you have a piece of material which is less than 3 by 3 etzba'ot. Now, that theoretically could be mekabel tumah. If you decide that you want to use that, let's say, to patch up clothing, then it becomes chosh. We mean mekabel tumah. So you have over there exactly this case. It's roi, theoretically, mekabel tumah. In its current circumstances, it's not mekabel tumah. And that still is included in the concept of beged overall. And that's the question. What element of beged? Do we call that the beged that the Torah is talking about? That's the issue. Suman yomer ra'ui. This is ra'ui. Why is it ra'ui? Because iboy chashiv ala, you could be machshiv it to use as a patch. Whereas the man diomar, it has to actually be mekabel tumah. It's rabbalaza shita. Look, right now in its current state, it's lav bat kibule tumah. Rava says, look, it's much simpler than that. You're looking for a case where we begin with an assumption that it's currently only roi, but not yet able to be mekabel tumah. It doesn't have to be limited to that. You could take any case where something would initially be mekabel tumah and turn it into something which is roi lekabel tumah and not mekabel tumah. How? For instance, suppose you have a piece now of material, large piece of material. You're going to make clothing out of it, and you decide that you want to use it only after it's embroidered. So then with that machshava, you have made it not mekabel tumah. Because as far as you're concerned, it's not nigmar malachto. Anything which is not nigmar malachto is not really going to be mekabel tumah. Now, you could at any time, obviously you could finish it, but that's not the issue. I mean, once it's finished, then that's not the question between them. The question between them is roi lekabel tumah instantaneously, by machshava. So you could, in the same way you decided to use it embroidered, you could decide, never mind, I'll use it not embroidered. Then it would be mekabel tumah once again. So you're looking, really, for a very specialized case. It doesn't have to be so specialized. As well, but take any case and determine that you want to do it in another way, and then you can always be mevato, your machshava. So then, essentially, that's included in the idea of a beged, which is roi lekabel tumah, the moment you decide that you're ready to use it, and not roi lekabel tumah, not mekabel tumah, because currently your intent is to use it with other issues. Therefore, I say a beged shechishev aleh litzayira. You wanted to put some embroidery on it. That would be a difference. So mandi amar ra'ui. Well, it's ra'ui. You could change your mind. Diboy mevata le'lamach shaftei, right? According to mandi amar, it has to literally be mekabel tumah. It's rubalaza. Right now, it's not mekabel tumah. Or inami, Rava says, an utzpa. You could have a large piece of material which is suitable for a tablecloth, as is. Now, you've decided that you want to turn it into a round tablecloth. Good. The moment you decide you want to turn a round tablecloth, it's currently not usable. So I'm a kabel tuma. So over there, you could decide to use it as is without cutting the corners. Mandi omer davar makabel tuma. It's not makabel tuma, it's mekatzeli. That's the point. And indeed, Vatanya, indeed, this is a standard case because Rav Shimon ben Manasseh omer. It's just a flat piece. Now, normally, what's interesting, utzba, this is a little bit problematic, and Rashi has to explain it. An utzba usually means something that is spread on the floor, so you would use it to eat on, or like a lion skin, or a lamb skin, as is.
Bear,
yeah, exactly. But, so then, the idea over there is not to turn it into a round tablecloth, but simply to make it square or something. You know, because currently it's a lamb, sheepskin. The problem is that it can't be referring to skin, which it usually does, and still fit our needs here, the way Rashi's learning. Because according to Rashi, the whole point is that we're trying to figure out how does beged apply qua beged and not as or. So it has to be an unusual use of the word utzva, which is why I turned it into a tablecloth kind of thing. And Rashi says people do make an utzva, which is usually a thick piece that you put on the floor. They do make it out of baguette, and he's referring to that. But this is not a standard use of the word utzva. Okay, so now continues the Mishnah. The next thing the Mishnah says is the only part that needs kivus is the part that actually has blood on it. Minani mele. The Tanraban, as it says in the Brayta, Yachol Nitaza Miktzata Beged, Yekol HaBeged Tohun Kibbutz. You might think that any little bit of dam would be b'chay of the kibbutz on an entire beged. Therefore, Tamud Lomar Asher Yizeh is the third thing already that we're learning from Asher Yizeh, because all of it is the same mashmaut. Asher Yizeh, only the area which was Yizeh Aleha. So it's Lomar Tilecha Elamakom Dam Bevat. And then we go on to say this klal, which really doesn't work out according to everybody, because this davar ro'ui lekabel tuma. And of course, that is not the sheet of Rebbe Elazar. He says it has to actually be mekabel tuma. So this piece was stomach Rebbe Yehuda, actually. And it would include, therefore, the case before of or. And then it says, echad beged, vechad sak, vechad or, and this is after you say only something which is suitable for washing. Now you're telling me that skins are considered to be washable? Washable? Veramino. Doesn't it say in the Braita, when it comes to the dinim of Shabbat, you're not allowed to wash materials on Shabbat, that's part of the din of libun. You're certainly allowed to wash off pots, but that's not libun, you're not doing anything to the actual inner material of the pot. And here it says that if you have a couch that has a lashleshet, lashleshet, really the classic example, as the Orach says, is guano. So anything that would be like that, sort of gelled filth, it could be spit or whatever. This is lashleshet, which you can wash off, but it's not gonna fall off. So then you can go ahead now. And mikancha b'smartut, you can take a dry towel and you can wipe it off of your couch. Now, if your couch is covered with or, then it's not a problem. You take the pillow off the couch, pour water over it, and then wash it off. Now, hold on a minute. You just said that it's royal kibbutz. If it's royal kibbutz, I could do that on Shabbos. So here we have a contradiction to what we say in the Mishnah. Omra Abaye, well, this is not a problem because it's a machloket. As to whether indeed or is considered to be royal kibbutz, lo kasha. Harabanan, ha acheri, v'tanya. Habeged v'hasak, mechab so. Hakli v'haor, megarro. So here we said, this is nogea ar halacha, which is nogea the dam chatant. So it says in the Braita, if you're talking about beged, which is made out of materials, sak, which is made out of hair, there, yes, you have to wash it. But a pot or something that's made out of skin, you would just scrape the dam off. You wouldn't wash. Acherim omrim, habeged vasak veha'or mechapso. So okay, according to the acherim, the or therefore is royal akibus. Vehakli megaro, and it's only the pot that you could scrape it off and wouldn't require kibus. Kaman azodiyam rebchia barashi. And according to whom did Reb Chiya Barashi make the following statement about his own behavior? Namely, that Zinin Sigin many, many times, I was serving Rav And shachshichi le'masani b'maya. Here it was Shabbos, and I put his shoes into water and didn't rub them, but I mushed them back and forth, basically in the water, to get mud off of his shoes. And his shoes were sort of made out of leather. And apparently I was perfectly okay. But I would only be going aliba the Rabbana. So the according to Rabbanan, or is included in the same category as pots. Obviously, you can wash a pot on Shabbos, you can wash shoes on Shabbos. But in Okiyani, according to the Acherim, then or would be Shayach to Kibbutz, it would be Osir to wipe to wash his shoes on Shabbos. Oh my Rava, that this is crazy. I just finish a pusik that you wash or. So how could somebody say that or is not considered to be bar kibbutz? Mi ikel man yomer or lav bar kibbutzu. Does it not say beferush that kol asher? Sorry, I beg it. I should see our erevo kol kaliha or asher tekabes. Asher tekabes or asher tekabes. This is referring to negayim. So it comes to negayim to wash off the or. So what are you telling me that or is not asher tekabes? How could it be machlok? It's about a pussy. El Amarava, obviously we're going to have to say there are two types of or. There is soft skins, and soft skins indeed are washable, which would be what the pussy is referring to, krav. And the Mishnah here that says that the or needs to be washed if it has any dam chatat on it, those are referring to soft skin, barakin. And the machloket between the Acherim and the Rabbanan, that was referring to hard or. But Amar Rav Chiya, Zimis Agin Avakena Kameh Rab, Vishak Shechele Masani, this that Rav Chiya was talking about, where he washed off the shoes. Now you're saying everybody agrees that shoes, I mean, what you're saying is everybody agrees that soft is a diuraita, that it's techabes. I mean, shoes are normally soft. So how was he washing Rav's shoes? It must be that Rav was wearing some of these, very hard army boots, I don't know. And it's Bekashi. And even there, it would have to be only Aliba the Rabbanan, because everybody is made of Barakin. So there's no sheet that even by Kashin, there's a Machlokas. I guess. Then Rava said, oh no, what am I crazy? This is ridiculous. Oh no, Rava, forget it. I made a mistake. La milti the Amrin. What do you mean? I have a right to go and say the Pasuk, which says, or is referring dafka to soft skin. I mean, it's saying or. Like, what's nafkamina? So Neku and Emile Lakra, I have a right to say that the Pasuk is referring dafka, ki ktivin barakin ktivin. Who's to say? Milo askin, if the Pasuk doesn't say otherwise, can't it be referring even to kleach segalia, which are very tough, hardened skins? It's boiled leather that, and when it hardens, it's like lahavdil artfilin, which are like, it might as well be plastic. Abayim imidinat ayam, as close as they could get to something that's made out of plastic. Nonetheless, Torah singer requires kibbutz. Now, that doesn't make sense. So, I mean, does it or doesn't? It doesn't make sense to require kibbutz. The point is very simple. In the context of tzarat, it requires kibbutz. Why? Because the tzarat acts upon the skin. That's the point. So, since the tzarat is an internal pathology of the beged, it actually creates now the potential of kivos by softening up the area and making it porous, and it's no longer really skin. It's minugat. That explains. So tzarat, given the migufei koparcha, since now this is an internal pathology of the skin, so then mechalchalale, it makes it porous, and because of that, for all intents and purposes, this skin is rach. That's the idea. But I do have a problem, says Rav. I'll tell you what my problem is. Something's wrong. Because what about the story of the Lashleshet? If they're talking about Karimuch Satot, your couch, telling me somebody's got plastic couches? Who would use plastic to cover their couch? That'd be crazy. Nobody would do that. It's got to be made out of soft skin. That's a problem. See, kashuli, how kashuli? I mean, the case we had in Shabbos, karim uksatot, obviously are going to be made out of soft leather. And it says over there that nonetheless, if you had the lashleshet on your couch, so then haitashelor noten alayim mayim achetechale. Elam Rav, okay, I got the answer. We didn't have enough factors to take into consideration. There's another factor. What defines washing? What defines washing is rubbing two parts against each other, not just pouring water over some. So therefore, in general, kol kibbutz to let like kiskus Lo shmei kibbutz. If you're not rubbing something against itself, against something else, you could pour water over it, and that would be true by or, even though it's rach. Now the Gemara is going to ask, so why wouldn't it be true about a couch that was covered with regular material? You said you can't do that. We'll ask that in a moment. But over there, even the or harach would be okay. And
what?
Absorptive? Absorptive.
I don't know if that's a word, but the water on the...
Absorptive, yes. The skin.
Yeah, it doesn't go to the other side. Moshe, you can't beg it.
Absorptive doesn't mean it doesn't go to the other side.
The leaven does not absorb the water.
Ah, that's true, but we'll talk about it. I said we're going to get to it, the difference between the material and the leather. We're going to speak about it in a moment. And when Reb Chiya said, now I made this whole deal before, which was wrong. I understand that was wrong. The business about being hard leather versus soft leather, that's not the point. The point is, he didn't rub anything. He said, all he did was shakshichile basani b'maya. Yes, shirshuf, but he never said that there was kiskus, and therefore there was no kivos. How would you do kiskus on a shoe anyway? So what he means is he just splashed it through the water, which we often do. We come to a puddle, you have mud on your shoe, and you splash your shoe through the water to get off the mud. That's okay, because even if it's rach, there's no kibus like that. Avo kibus lo. And that could be true even if it's rach. Okay? And then it would be Kedivriya. Now, why was he makbid not to do anything more than kishkush? Well, if the shoes are soft, it's obviously why he was makbid. Because everybody would be made of that. To do it any other way would be an issur, would be real washing. If it really was the case that Rav's shoes were made out of hard leather, so then he still would have been careful, at least according to the Acherim, because the Acherim would hold that even hard leather, if you do the act of kivus, which would include kiskus, so then it would be also. So maybe he was makbid on that too. In other words, now we're looking to the Reb Chiya Bar Ashi as a question in the opposite direction. So why was he makbid not to wash the nalim? Till now we were saying the opposite. How could he do it? Now I'm explaining, but he didn't do it. Ah, why didn't he do it? See, either because it was rocking, was going to leave the Rabbanan, and it was kush. So now we get to the issue that David was speaking of. See, Yehachi beged nami, that the same thing should be true about beged. No, but you see, a beged, if you immerse it in water, that is alone an act of kibbutz. So this is Rav Lashitate. Azar Rav Lataymid Yamar Rava. If you take, say, your handkerchief, Zorak Sudar Lamai, you'd be chayiv on Shabbos, just throwing it into the water, not doing anything more to it. So obviously there's a difference between an absorbent material, where over there that becomes part of the soaking process. The soaking process is part of laundering, so that becomes a chelek of lima. However, when it comes to something that is like ore, even the soft ore, there would be no problem of soaking. And therefore, it would be here, it would be mutter, there, it was us. And that's why we were machalic in Shabbos about the Lash Leshet, if it's on a couch that's covered with material, or it's on a couch that's covered with ore. Right? This is the entire source of the modern issue of what do you do with contact lens. So here you have a situation in which, if it wouldn't be that contact lenses were engineered to be absorbent of the water, which they have to be, soft lenses, so then there wouldn't be any question at all. It's just a pot. But here we basically have the same idea in which kivus is possible. So even though kivus is possible, it's not going to be worse than or lechora, so that there's no problem of soaking. There would only be a problem of rubbing. The problem is that it does not say in this Gemara that non-kiskus and soaking would be mutter with laundering agent. So some of the poskim want a taina that since we're only talking about mayim and laundering agent, so that if you put your contact lenses into a cleaning agent, over there it becomes the derech of kivus of this is how you clean contact lenses. There is no other way to clean contact lenses, really.
Robert.
Yeah. Right. So, because we've added or. So if we're, in other words, the Torah, if it's dealing with material, is marked specifically on Semro Pishtim in terms of Beget. Once we add anything that is Ro'i L'Kibus, then this would be Ro'i L'Kibus. Okay, that is the modern problem with soft lenses. So they're only matter using saline solution and not cleaning it.
No cleaning contacts
on Shabbos. Or the other idea is to clean the contacts before Shabbos, in which case there wouldn't be anything to clean. K Can you see when a contact lens is dirty?
Yes.
You can actually see it.
Yeah. Can you see the dirt on the contact lens?
Can you see that it requires cleaning?
It would hurt
now? No. Yeah, when if I pick it up and look at it.
Oh, look at it?
Yeah.
It depends. It might be calcium deposits.
It's difficult to believe that it really is called cubeless at all. You know what I mean? In my opinion, it would be the same as filtering water. You're allowed to filter water on campus, despite the fact it's usable as is, and you don't see that you're doing any act. So you're acting on things that are not really visible and not something that people, you're going to say, it's unusable the way that it is in terms of the water. You know, I don't know whether that's even bechlal shaykh to keep us. What are you washing exactly? It's really a chemical thing that's happening. You're just changing really the absorption of it. Okay. I don't know, but anyway, the machmir right? Marmach.
Generally, one thing for bacteria is more dirt.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Exactly.
The protein
right, but protein deposits is not called kibbutz. I mean, it's I think the whole thing.
You wear contact lenses in order to see. How when you see, you're not wearing lenses.
All righty. Anyway, but it's fascinating. That Mamish comes from this Gemara.
Yeah,
who would have known, right? Okay, now the first part. Okay, I understand this Gemara. The first part of what Rava said, Bishlama, you talked about throwing your handkerchief. I understand that is l'shitato, the equivalent of soaking and washed. But why can't you throw in zera of pishtan? What does flax have to do with it? My timer. I assume you're going to tell me it's bishum de mikadea. It's because it sprouts. So then it would be zorea, you're saying. But I mean, anything will sprout. What are you telling me? Pishtan, chitim and sorim won't sprout. So why would you talk about pishtan particularly? Answers the Gemara, well, no, because zera pishtan has riri. So when you put in a zera pishtan into water, it immediately starts extending out these mucous membranous things. Now, we thought at this point that that means that itself would be considered to be
zorea.
Perhaps a zorea, but it depends on the next girsa, whether the next word is shachlayim or shalachim, actually. So shalachim, see, the if you learn it shachlayim, so then it's a different type of seed, which also, it's a karti type seed, which also does the same thing. So then it would be, because we still think at this point we're talking about zaria. If the girsa is shalachim, which is Rashi's girsa, so the problem, we assumed, is the fact that you're making them connect to each other, because that's what happens. These little fibers, invisibly, they'll connect. So then skins will also exude membrane. No, but the problem is lisha. That's the problem. Not a dibuk, it's lisha. It's not trying to do lisha with skins. But if you put in pishtan, that's like you're basically making, you're doing the lisha of, like, what's that drink they like over here? That they fake it out, they make it out of corn. Says, but it is. No, the drink that. Sachlav. That's what the sachlav is, but real sachlav, right? Right. The real sachlav would be like Alicia. They make the fake sachlav out of corn, ground corn, but.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. In any event. Okay, so the problem there was Alicia.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it actually creates like a gelled dough. So that's the way that you're lashed this. That does not happen with chiti visari. Now, what's interesting is, however, why isn't it also because of zaria? Because we definitely do paskin that it is zaria, right? I mean, that's how the Rambam paskins. I mean, which everybody is. How can the Rambam say, Shaykh zaria, if you throw it into mine, if this Gemara is saying, no, it's not about zaria. And we end up paskin like that. So it's against the Gemara. It's very interesting all that. And the Magen Avraham says, the idea of zaria has to be a pool of zaria. A pool of zorea is that something is put somewhere to stay.
An avocado pit in water.
Yeah, or if you would put pishtan to stay in water, you put chiti or sari to stay in water. But he says it's meisim b'chol yom. People will take chiti b'sari to feed their animals, put it in a trough mixer with water, right? So why isn't that zorea? Because the pool is not a pool for zoria. So that's simply the question of your machshava. It sort of redefines what you're doing in terms of the malacha. Okay, it's an interesting thing, but it's not that the Gemara is saying that there won't be Zriya. It's saying that it can't be that we're referring to a case where there was Zriya, because then why focus on Pishta? You could have just as well focused on the Chitim Visari. It must be because there's an immediate problem of Lisha. Okay, next thing that we had was the kivus is supposed to be done b'makom kadosh. How do we know that? Well, that's a beferish pasuk. The Tanur Rabbanan. It says techabez b'makom kadosh. That's great. But then the Mishnah concludes shvirat kli cheres also has because that's because the very next pasuk continues uchli cheres atisher tevushalbo yishaver. So basically, from the word b'makom kadosh, we go to uchli cheres. I skipped something. I didn't like that. It was so good. Dorash Rav, mutar lechabez min al b'shabbat. So Rava got up and he's speaking in public and he says it's okay to wash your shoes on Shabbos and then he sits down. Amalei Rav Papa Rava, Amar Rav Chiya Barashi zin in sagina v'keim nekamei Rav v'shach shechele masane b'maya. Only shach shechei. Shach shechein. You just told people they could wash it. As far as they're concerned, that means they could take a brush and say, who knows what they're going to do. But kivus lo. So Rava said, whoops. Hadaruki Rava Amorale. He got his Amora's loudspeaker set up again. Vidorash. Dvarim shamati lifrechem ta'utem biyade. I made a mistake. Bram kach amru. Shach shuch mutar kivus asur. Next piece of the mission. Hakivus b'makom kadosh. That's a preferred pasuk. Minonimile. The Tana Rabbanan. The kol asher yiga b'vsarai. Go asher yizeh midama. Tichabes b'makom kadosh. Shvirat kli cheres, the Mishnah concludes, is also. How do we know that? It doesn't say b'makom kadosh there. True, but it says immediately after words, techabez b'makom kadosh, uch li cheres, asher tevushavu yishaver. And how about berika v'shtifa minayin, b'klina choshet? Talmud lomar ve'im, it keeps on talking. This is the same pasuk, not even the next pasuk. The same pasuk, as the kli cheres. Ve'im b'klina choshet b'shala, umorak v'shutaf b'mayin, in the same way. Ze chomer bechatat, and this is something that chatat is more chomer than any kochik, even the kochik kochim, because none of the others require kibbutz. There's nothing else that's chomer b'chatas? I mean, how about the fact that chatas can have cases where nichnas dam alifnim? All the chatot apnimiot. We're not talking about chatot apnimiot. We mean b'chatot apitzonot. Well, then how about including the fact that a chatat shenichnas dam alifnim is psula? Because we're going like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that that's true about any korban. Okay, why not mention the fact that chatas is mechaper on chayvei kritut? Because we're talking about chatas of shmiat hakol, which is no chiyuv of kare. Well, how about the fact that chatas needs four matanot? Because we're going like Rabbi Yishmael, who holds every karba needs four matanot. One on one side, one on the other side, then move to the diagonal, one on one side, one on the other side, instead of zrika. Well, what about the fact that it needs al arba kranot? What about that? Okay, what about that? And what about, I mean, why don't you ask everything else? What about the fact that it needs to go on the Karen on top of the Mizbeach and everything else is put lamata b'chut ha-sikra, huh? What about the fact that you use your finger and you don't use a kli, huh? What about that? What about the fact that it has to put it very edge of the Karen, huh? What about that? Even a little bit of Rabbi Shmuel, no, put it on the edge, okay? There's lots of things. We're saying one thing, you know. We're just saying this is one of those things which, so you shouldn't confuse it with the other dinim we said when it comes to Knisa Lefnim or Lefnim, according to Rabbi Akiva, it applies to everything. We want to make a statement to make it clear this doesn't apply. The halacha of kivus is indeed unique to chataot.
Couldn't we have said also that we hold it all with any,
how would that help? It's still tone. It's still a chumra, and the fact that it's tone, even if b'di avad it chap. Nitaz ala or atchelo hufshat enoto unkibus. Mishu hufshat to unkibus divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar omer, af mishu hufshat enoto unkibus, ela makom, enoto unkibus. Add, enoto unkibus, ela makom adam, v'davar shu ra'ui lekabel tumah, v'ra'ui lekibus. Echad ha-beged, echad ha-sak, echad ha-or, t'unim kibus. V'akibus, b'makom kadosh, u'shvirat kli cheres, b'makom kadosh, b'rika b'shtiv v'chlei rechosh, b'makom kadosh, zeh chomer b'chatat, b'kodshe kodashim. Minoani milen, the Tana Rabbanan, beged. En li ela beged, minayin l'rabot or mishu hufshat, Talmud omar asher yizeh aleha techabez. Yochosh animar be'or, even at shelo hufshat, Talmud lomar beged. Ma beged is at least ra'ui l'kabel tuma. Avkala ra'ui l'kabel tuma nev Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar says, no, ra'ui l'kabel tuma is not enough. Beged. Here's the way to learn it. Ein li'ela beged. Minayin l'rabot sak v'chol minei begadim, and not only temeral pishti. Talmud lomar asher aleha techabes. Yoch asher nimar be'or mishu v'shat, like Rabbi Yehuda. Talmud lomar beged. Ma beged davar mekabel tuma, afkol davar mekabel tuma. My beinayu in begadim. Forget about or, because beged doesn't mean or, but what would be in a beged itself that would be the model for either mekabel or roi lekabel? Well, matlit pchuta mishaloshik v'nayu. Man diom ra'ui. This is also ra'ui because you could decide to use it as a patch. Diboy choshev alei. Man diom it has to be a dover that's actually mekabel tuma. Well, right now, miyala bak bule tubi. Rova aman. You don't need to find a natural case. You could create a case. Let's say a beged shchishev yala tzayra ikibinayu. So man yomer ra'ui, at any moment you could be mevatel and machshavta, and it would be ro'i. Man yomer dover amekabel tuma as is, well, hashta as is, lafat kibulei tumui. Or inami rava amar utzva, the choshevel with a katsa'a ikibinayu. In this case, the utzva is not the standard utzva skin, obviously, just coming as a hezber of beged. But some people make an utzva out of beged, says Rashi. So man diyama ra'ui, anami ru'uya, because you could decide that you don't want it. Man diyama dover mekabel, right now it's not mekabel tum, adem mekatzeali. And indeed, Natanya Rabbi Shimon ben Asi yomer utzva shechishev ala lakatzea, Torah ad shiyaktzi'ena. Ein ta'un kivus, elo makom adam, inonimi. L'ton rabbanu yochol niktaz al mikzat ha-beged, yekol ha-beged ta'un kivus. Then we said, Davashu ra'ui lekabel tuma, that's tam k'Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Elazar, it has to actually be mekabel tuma. You say, ro'ui lekibus, let's say a pot, the bar grade now. Echad ha-beged, echad ha-sak, and echad ha-or. So now you're saying, an or is a bar kibus. V'raminu, when it comes to Shabbat, ita alav la'shleshet on your couch, mikan chabis martut. But if it was made, the carve a keset out of or, then obviously, if there was kibbutz, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. There's a machloket about or. Or rabbanana acherim. The tanya beged v'asak mechapso. Hakli va'or megaro. So now we've created now a set of kalim, which include or. So obviously, it's not like our Mishnah. That's the Rabbanan. Acherim omrim beget sak ve'or mechapsa, when it comes to the dan, pakates. Hakli megaro, according to which? That's our Mishnah. Hakaman ozodim rakiya barashi, zimnin sigiyin avikim nekabit rav v'shach shichilei masanei b'mayim. Kaman, obviously, like the Rabbanan, otherwise it would have been Asr. Omar Rava, how could anybody think this? Mi'ikal amad yomar or lav bar kibusu. V'achtiv ha-beget ha-shti ha-erev o'kok li'o ha-shit ha-beit. Elo amarava kro umatniti must be referring to rakin, and the machlokis is bekashi. I assume he was wearing soft leather. No, he was wearing kashin. He was going only a little bit of rabbana. Hoder amarava, forget it. Lav milti de amri. What am I going to get up now and claim that name? Nekav and emalei lekroda chiktivim barakin chiktivim. And what's the difference if the Torah doesn't define it? Middle askinan, even in kleyak salgia, haboy medina teyam, which are like plastic. The komarach when any boy kibos, I'll tell you, the solution is simple. Since we're dealing with sarat, any or is the equivalent of bar kibos, because kibin the miguf, eko porcha bechalchale umashvele rach. Omar Rava, my only problem is, the case in Shabbat, kasher or kasherly. I mean, who's going to cover their couch in plastic? There's got to be rocking, you know. There's obviously a missing piece here. And that is, what constitutes kibbutz? Ko kibbutz to let like his kus is not called kibbutz at all. V'od yom rebchia barashi, zinu tzegin ha v'kevinu kamid rab, v'shakshichi le'masani, v'madav kashiv shuchi. Kivus low. Now, why was he makbet on kivus low? Because if he was talking about rakin, he'd have to be makbet on that kedivrei hakol. If he was talking about kashim, then he'd be makbet at least like the sheet of the acherim. But wait, I mean, if kivus requires kiskus, then why can't I even wash my couch off if it's upholstered in beged? No, because beget shriyato zeo kiskuso. And oz the rava latayim idam rava zorak sudar lamayim is already chayim. And there's also this other issue. Zorak pishtan lamayim is chayim. Now wait, this sudar, I understand that that's kivus, but pishtan, my taima. V'chi taima mishum de mekedeach. So Yaki, you say the same thing about chiti visorim. Anything is going to sprout in water. Yeah, but the difference is that hanach itlu riri. So then shlachim nami, ma'atam kavet lishi, and lisha with skin. Dorash rava. Mutar b'chabes min al b'shabbat. And then he sat down. Omelet of Pabla Rava, how can you say that? Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, zinut skin av kinu kamei de Rava, shach shechil im masani b'maya. You see that it was mak b'daf k'di du shikshuch, not kivus. Adaruki Rava Amora alei v'darash, dvorim shamarti lifthechem ta'utem b'yadi. Bram, kach amru, shikshuch mutar kivus asur. Ha'kivus b'makom kadosh, minane milik zan rabbanu. Tichabes b'makom kadosh, and shvirat klicheres minayin, Talmud lomar, uch klicheres, asher tufushal bo, yishaver. And merikah v'shtifa b'klina choshes, as the Mishnah claims, minayin, Talmud lomar, ve'im b'klina choshes, bushal amorak v'shotaf b'mayin. Zeh chomer b'chata, what do you mean zeh, v'tulo? How about the fact that it's nichnas dom alefnim? We're not talking about that. Talking about chatot chitzoniot. Okay, then how about im nichnas dom alefnim, it's psula. Well, Rabbi Akiva holds that all damim shidev zuleich al chaper psumin. Okay, how about the fact that they're mechaper chayve krita? Well, not all mechaper chayve krita, but the chatas of shmiat akol. Well, how about the fact that all chatot are tuna arba matanot? Well, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so is everything else. Kol damim ton arba matanot. Well, how about the fact that it requires arba kronot? Yeah, and how about the fact that it needs a Karen, and how about the fact it needs an etzpa? How about the fact it needs a chuda? What are you? You're just as crazy as everybody else. You're mentioning one thing, how about all the things you're forgetting? Just like you.
The following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Okay, we're holding on to Tzadik Gimel on the base. The Mishnah has just finished saying that even skins require kibbutz. And what's more, it requires kibbutz from the moment, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, from the moment that it's hufshat, even before there's a machshava on it to turn it into a kli. And mishufshat would also mean even before it was evened out with a knife to make it look nice, at least. Nothing to stop raw skin. How do we know that that's also included in the chiyuv of kibbutz? The Tanur Rabbanan. Beged, ein li ela beged, minayim l'rabbeis or mishuvshat. How do we know that even or mishuvshat is already included in the chiyuv of kibbutz? Talmud loimar, asher yaze aleha. Anything upon which it was sprinkled to chabes. Yokoshani marba or achalo upshat. You might think if that's the case, so let's even include the skin that got sprinkled with blood. What does he need even to say that it was necessarily skinned from the animal? So mudomar beget. But on the other hand, the Torah does say beget, not only asher yazeh, and beget means that it's an actual cloth. Ma beged haroi lekabel tuma, akol haroi lekabel tuma. Therefore, the point is that even though it's not lekabel tuma, it's fresh. It's a royal lekabel tuma straw, and this is royal lekabel tuma, even though it's not really lekabel tuma now. No, but it's in a position in which all I have to do is think about it, and the machshava will make it already be lekabel tuma. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and that's therefore Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah, who says that the moment that the or is hufshat, it's already considered to be chayev in kibbutz. Rabbi Elazar Omer, beged. He doctrines like this. The Torah says beged, which would mean in the ela beged, would mean literally a beged. Minayim l'rabos sach v'chol minei begadim. Because after all, beged in the Torah is always defined. It's defined as tzemer u'pishtim. That's what I just said. Beged, Kivayim Shadmi. Samu Bishtim Yakov.
So how do I know? Sock. How about things that are made out of goat hair? And any other type of baguette for that matter. Whether we're talking about cotton or we're talking about silk, and how do we know that those are included? Talmud Lomar, Asher Yazeh Aleha. In other words, Asher Aleha, wherever there is any kind of dam of the chattas to chabez. And that's marve, even cotton and so on. Yokoshani marve, or you might think that I should have also a rivui to include skinning, skins that are just skinned, and you should have shot. Talmud Lomar Beged. Ma Beged Davar HaMekabel Truma. It's like a Beged, it's not being smoked. It's not Roy Lekabel Truma, it is Lekabel Truma. Roy Lekabel Truma means that it has within it the potentiality of Kabbalah's Truma, given that we take care of something that's not Mechusar Maizeh, such as Machshava, that I want to use it. But according to Rabbi Elazar, I'm learning from Beged, that just like Beged is something that is currently in its status now, is Mekabel Truma, Apol Davar HaMekabel Truma. So now the question is, this of course was discussed in the Braisa outside of the context of the Mishnah, which was directly Nagea the Machlokas about the or Mishuvsha. So we ask the Nafka Mina between them. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a concept of a beggar that's not Makabal Tumah, but is Royal Makabal Tumah. And we know that he's including in the Chiyuv of Kibbutz. According to Rabbi Elazar, there's no such thing. Either something is Makabal or it's not Makabal. So what's an Apkamina between them? Well, we have a lot of Apkaminas. I'm Rabbi, for instance, a Matlit Pechutar Nishalosh Ikabinais. So if you have a piece of material that is less than 3 Etzba'ot by 3 Etzba'ot, Mami Amar Ra'uri, Anami Ra'uri. If the concept is that it is conceivably in a position to be Makabal, so even a small piece of material, if I would have Machshava, let's say, to use as a band-aid, it's also a beged. So then it would be Makabal Tumah through my Machshava. Whereas without a Machshava, it wouldn't be Makabal Tumah because it's too small. There's a little bit of a problem over here, by the way, according to the sheet of the Rambam. Rambam holds that anything that is less than 3 by 3 etzba'ot is not Makabal Tumah, even if you're miyakud it for a beged. And Lechora over here, and therefore some change the gears in here, Lagadi Rambam, and Rashad, Lechora over here, you have to be very Shlosha al Shlosha, 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim, not Shalosh al Shalosh, which would be 3 etzba'ot by 3 etzba'ot. But in any event, that would be an example of a difference between Rabbi Eliezer's Kratom and Rabbi Yehuda's Kratom. That's one possibility. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, I'll give you another. Wait, let me just finish it off. De'i boy, Zamandi Amar Ra'ui, if it's Bachus Mishalech. So the Mandi Amar says over here, Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Ra'ui, meaning that as long as I decide, I can make it be Makabal Tumah. So Hanami Ra'ui, De'i boy, Chishav Aleha. If I wish, I can have a Makshava on it to use it as a beged of sorts, such as a tzilzel or a band-aid. Mandiyamra davar mekabel tumah, mashenke. The other Mandiyamra says, no, it has to actually be mekabel tumah, not be suitable for Kabbalah's tumah. Hogmiya, in its current state, la bat kibulei tumah, it's not bat kibulei tumah, and the mela, if I'll use it, I'm not, if I'll get blood on it, I'm not going to be chay, I'm in kibbutz.
Skin of
not about skins, talking about a regular piece of clothing, nothing about skin. No, right now we're having a discussion about the Braisa outside of the Mishnah here. Stop! In other words, after learning this Braisa, they were learning the Teras Kayamim, they sat down and asked, so what are the differences between Rav Yehuda Shita and Rav Elazar Shita? So this was the first possibility. Beged Pachus Mishalosh Al Shalosh, it's Roy Lekabel Tumah, but it's not Lekabel Tumah. That's what we're looking for. What is the meaning of royal Makabal Tumah that's not Makabal
Tumah?
Would it be, wouldn't
we be limited to just regarding the mic?
That doesn't matter. Royal Makabal Tumah, when it's contrasted with Makabal Tumah, clearly has to mean that something in the thing, not in the outside question of whether it's around tumor. Right? defining the chepetz. This is a chepetz that's roy lekabel tumah in appropriate circumstances, meaning that I have a machshava, is what Rav is saying.
I'm just wondering, I mean, what leather baggage would there be?
We're not talking about leather.
Okay.
So I'm saying, you keep getting, that's what I keep stressing, we're not talking about our mission. We're simply talking about what is included in this concept, the baggage that's roy lekabel tumah, that is not lekabel tumah. So our first offering is baggage focus b'shalach ha'shalach. Second possibility is Rav Amar. Rav says, well, another possibility would be Beged Shekishev Aleha Litzuraik. And I suppose you have already a Beged, but your intent is to make this a decorated Beged with embroidery. Now the klal is that until your plans are carried out, it's not ready to be Mekabel Tumah. Now if you hadn't had the idea that you're going to make this embroidered, so at the moment, it's a usable shirt, so it's already a baguette. But since now your plan is, and you're the manufacturer, your plan is to embroider it. So if it's going to be embroidered and it's not embroidered, it's not Mekabel Tumah at this point. So if I change my mind and I say, you know what, I don't want the hassle of embroidering it, let me just use it the way it is at that moment to say it is Mekabel Tumah. So here's a perfect example of a dover that is royal Mekabel Tumah theoretically, but under current circumstances, it's not Mekabel Tumah, but I can change that instantaneously. There's another example. We have another possibility. Some have Ikri Amri. Others say that what Rava gave is an example because it's both Ravas. So we can read that inside just for a minute. So Manjama Ra'ui, Hanami Ra'ui, Diboy Mabata Le Lamakshafi, if the criteria involves Ra'ui, so then this is Ra'ui, because if he wants to, he just changes his mind about the embroidery. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, Davara Mekabel Tumah, and Esri Mekabel Tumah, Hashtam Yalav Azkabul Tumah. In the current circumstances, it's not Shabbat Mekabel Tumah. Therefore, here it will not be Chayiv and Kibbutz. Or, another possibility, Rav Amar, Utsva. You could have a case where you have an Utsva, the Chashiv Lelekotz'ah Ikebinayim, where you have a simple piece, and here we finally get to our skin question, and an utzva is the simplest possible use of skin. It would be the equivalent of what we have, a sheepskin rug. You just kind of spread out the skin on the floor, or you use it as a tablecloth. So it's unfinished, and on the contrary, you don't intend to cut off the edges. I mean, that's the whole beauty, is that it looks like an animal skin. You know, like it's not a square of leather, that's not what you're interested in. So your machshava over here is you're not going to, you could, if you want, use it as an utzva, raw utzva. On the other hand, if your machshava is lekatz'ah, that you intend to even it out and to cut it straight, so then manjama ra'ui, look, right now it's still not cut, it's not mekabel tumah, but it's certainly ra'uya. Manjama davara mekabel tumah, alav mekabel tumah, to mekatz'ah. Unless you're mikatzeh, it's not going to be mekabel tumah. I mean, as v'atanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe, utzva shechishev alav lekotz'ah, torah shikciena, as it says in the Braisa, as Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe points out. If your intent is to make it an utzva only after it's cut, so in this case, it isn't cut down. It's not going to be mekabel tumah. And this essentially is what boils down to the question in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, look, the moment that you intend to use the piece of skin that was skinned, as is, becomes an utzva. So at that point, it would be mekabel tumah. It's roy mekabel tumah once it's skinned. Before it's skinned, it's b'chusar maisa. You can't make it into a baguette when it's connected to the animal.
If you're planning on making an utzva, not making it temporarily,
just
using it temporarily
to stuff
the cow.
Yeah, you use it.
Even though you're not planning on keeping it.
It's a baguette.
I'm just looking.
You could change your mind. Rug is a baguette. So you could change your mind. Well, if you have it on the floor, then you're not necessarily used it. You know, when we get to Kalim, let's worry about that.
Can we see by Roy who comes to my issue in terms of if it's skin?
Yes. No. Sorry. No, you were talking about fruits now.
Right.
That's Moksha Lakavatu. No, that's Moksha Lakavatu. We don't need that by Kalim. It's no good of extra. Hesher is a din in achilah specifically. That's why the way in which we view hesher is that the hesher makes it into an idol. And until it's been washed off, it's not viewed as an idol. That's why it's a bachibas hakedesh. It doesn't require hesher. because the chavivas of it per se defines it as a, but it's obviously not going to be negatif. Good, so now we understand the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the moment it's mufshat, it's royal, all I have to do is decide to use it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in this particular case, it's not mekabel tumah, and that's all that counts. Then we say that the only part that requires the kibbutz is the place in which it actually got dirty, we know immediately. The Tanur Rabbanan, Yochum Itazal Miktzat Beget, Yei Kol HaBegeton Kibbutz. You might think that this halacha is similar to Tumah. This is like Tumah. If something, some part of a kli touches Tumah, you have to put the whole thing in a mikveh, it'll put this part in a mikveh. So maybe the din over here is an equivalent. The blood touches it, it needs to be washed. Meaning, let's say when we use the word washing for mikveh, it's tefillah. Maybe that's what it means over here. The whole thing has to be washed. Therefore, the pasuk makes it very clear, Talmud Omar, Asher Yazela, Lomatel Galamakom Dan Bilvad. Why have to stress? Dafka, the place in which it was Huzala. To tell me that that's where the Chiyav is, the place where the Dan touched. Dover Shuhuro Uila Kabel Tum'ah. This is, of course, Stoma Rebbe Yehuda. Because Roy, the word Roy, only works like Rebbe Yehuda. And Ra'uila Kibbutz, almost in the klal of the Mishnah, Ra'uila Kibbutz would be Mamayat Akli. Let's say you have something that's made out of reeds or something, and it could be construed as a beged. But Lamayat is a Kli, it's a bar grida. Over there, when you want to clean it, you scrape it off, you don't wash it off, and therefore it's not considered to be Asher Yuhubas.
Grass dresses and things like that would be
Kli? Would be Kli. And you should think about other things. Echad Echad HaBeged VeEchad HaSak. Now, you're telling me that or, we start, Aliba, here it's a little bit of a question of the quench of Eliezer, or is ever considered to be a Beged. Because you, no, because you'll notice that when he was Mar B'Shar B'Godim, he didn't have an extra Rebuy for or. Right? And so the Pashtus is, I mean, Stosis points out, and Stosis B'Nayim on the other daf, that since he uses a Rebuy for Sak, another Begodim, Mashma, that according to him, or even after his Hupshat, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is not considered to be something that you're Mechavis. So, but in any event, according to, you're saying that or has to be washed. The question is whether or it's only the problem of Mishu Hupshat, before Machshava, whether according to Bechlava or isn't washable. Skins are not washable.
No,
it's
just
very
complicated.
Yeah. But the Mashmot and the Mishnah that puts Beget, Sak, or together implies that or is Bar Kibbutz. You can wash or. The problem is that it says, and this is the Gabi Shabbos, that if you have a leather pillow, or couch, in which you have a lashleshet. Lashleshet is any type of mucusy deposit, a sticky deposit. Mikancha bismartu. Now, the first case is you have a regular pillow, so you can't wash it off. You can only take a Kleenex or something and wipe it off. But haitashel, or if it was a leather pillow, then you can pour water on it, achtechalan, so you wash it off, which is obviously. If skin is also bar kibbutz, how can you wash it on Shabbos? It must be. This is no different than washing off your table. Wash the table with water. Omer Abaye says, Abaye, well, it's a good point, but it's not a problem. Look at you, because there is a machlokas that we find elsewhere. Harabonan ha'akherim. Where do we see a machlokas about whether or is bar kibbutz? The Tanya. Habeged v'hasak. Mechapsan, hakli, ve'or, migareran. So we apparently, this is Agapi Dam Chatas. So kli and or, you simply scrape it off. But beget, sak, and or requires kibbutz. So acherim aimrim, or according to the Tzadakama rather, is migarero. Okay, remember about beged v'asak v'or mitapsa. But actually, there is a bit of kibbutz by or as well. Not clean migararo. So apparently there are two shittas as to whether Oris bar kibus. So Kaman also had the Amr of Chia Barashi Zinin Sagina Vikaimina Kameda Rab. Reb Chia Barashi testified there were many times that he was learning with Rav, walking with him on Shabbos, and his shoes had gotten dirty in the mud. When they came to a puddle, Shashach Ele Masani B'maya, he shook his shoes in the puddle to get the mud off of the shoes. So obviously there's no problem of washing shoes on Shabbos, because that's what he was doing. If he put them in the water and was shaking them in the water, what you'd have to say, Kiman Trabon, and that's only going according to that Tanakh Kaman, not the Acherim. So there it says that, or you could only be, the only thing to do about the Tanakh is to be Megareid, and there's no Kibbutz, on Shabbos, there would be no problem with Kibbutz. So it works out fine. Omar Rava, Mi'ikal Amandi, Omar Or Lav Bar Kibbutz, I don't understand. How could we possibly say that Or is not considered to be washable, if it's a beferish of pusik that does see it as washable? Because it says, Va'abeget o ha-shati l'gabi negoyim, o ha-erev, o kol chalei ha-or, ha-shati chabes. So over there it says that the nega comes off after kibbutz, but it uses the lotion of kibbutz. So how could the Torah talk about kibbutz or something that doesn't bar kibbutz? Ooh, that's a real problem. Elam ha-rava, therefore Rava said, look, you know, there's got to be two types of skin. The skin that you can turn into a hard surface, like tefillin, I mean, that might as well be plastic. And then there's skin which is soft. So maybe the pshat is that kro umasnisin birakim. That the point over here where it says or requires kibus, or the posik that's talking about or with the mega, those are talking about soft skins where it's shayach kibus. Hashem came the machlokas, he pleaded with crushing. The machlokas that we just quoted, that's talking about even on hard skin. Is there a din of washing off hard skin also? Well, I understand. I mean, Omer of Chia, Zin and Sakina, the Kaimna, Kameda Rab, Vishachichile Nasane, the Maya. I mean, usually you don't make your shoes out of mamish hard skins. I mean, they're supple. It's supple. I mean, I assume Rav was wearing Bali shoes. No, this is a more of a caution. Actually, he was wearing Korshak. Exactly. I can't stand those. The Amar of Chiyam. Oh, sorry. The Rabbanan. Of course, would only be going according to Rabbanan, who will hold that the Korshim are not Shayach Kibbutz. Hoda Amar Rav, and then Rav said, you know what? That's ridiculous. My shot is absurd. Love Milsi down there. Well, that's crazy. What am I claiming? That naked Emile Lakrodas is Stephen Barakin Stephen. No, what am I talking about? I'm inserting into the Pasuk my own words. The Pasuk says clay or. And I'm saying, well, I guess clay or actually only means supple, soft skin. I mean, if the Torah says clay or, I mean, isn't it referring even to Miloy Askinan? Bechleyak Saldin, Abaimi Bininat Hayam. Are we not also talking about, now the problem is that the lashon over here of aksalgin, which is taken from other places, which we do have the lashon of aksalgin, the mashma'ut is talking about hard skin. The problem is that aksalgis in Greek, as the Aruch points out, is a type of wood. And therefore, clay oxalgin is difficult to believe is referring to skin pieces. Therefore, he changes the girsa in the Aruch of clay absalumim, which are pieces of wood, pieces of skin in Greek. So, and they are pressed together and made very hard, basically the way we make tefillin. And it says over here, clay ha'or, that you would wash it to get the nega off. Apparently, it is shayach to kibbutz. And what right do I have to insist that the Pasuk is talking about what makes sense to me? I mean, it says there's a problem over here. The Pasuk says the parish of any or is shayach kibbutz. How do we understand that? Ella, I'll tell you the point. Ella, my Rabbi. You know what the point is? So Raz, even the Megufik of Porch of the Chalchalalei, by definition, clay or that has been affected by Saraz has become porous because the tzarat eats through. It's like we have vines that eat through the even hard material and or mold and makes it soft. and breaks it up. So that's exactly what happens to the skin, by definition, if that's a rat. Even if it was clay, absolution, it would still become now soft. No, because by definition, clay or with tzaras needs kibbutz. Makes perfectly good sense. Since the tzaras has made it suitable for kibbutz.
So there's two types of clay or?
No. There are still two types of clay or, but the pasuk is referring to any clay or.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's talking about,
tzaras.
Right.
The tzaras needs kibbutz, so it might not be kibbutz.
Exactly. Why not? I have to say, it could be four shoes.
But until they get thrown.
Until they get thrown. Oh, my Rava. I'll tell you this, Rava. If I've got a problem in this thing, it looks like I worked everything out over here, but if I got a problem, I'll tell you, this is my problem. I mean, getting back to the... to the sugya about washing off dirt from your couch pillows. I mean, you don't make couch pillows out of skin that's hard. I mean, the whole point of a couch is that it's soft. It's very difficult to weave. That karimuk satot, that I'm referring to, is bedding. I mean, for heaven's sake, you're not going to make bedding out of floor shine. So mamela, you don't call it floor shine for nothing. So mamela, those are rocking, and yet it still says, what do I do about that? I mean, if I'm claiming that rakin are definitely bar kibbutz, and you know, I have to admit that I haven't addressed that, and there seems to be a fatal flaw in my whole approach over here. There, of course, says Rav, okay, I'm going to try a completely different angle. Maybe the point over here is that kibbutz, by definition, requires rubbing. If I don't rub, it's not kibbutz. And all it says over there is, pour water over the surface until you washed off. The washing off is not kibbutz. So maybe that's the shot. If cold kibbutz are less like kiskus, lakshmen kibbutz. If I don't rub, it's not called kibbutz. So what about, I mean, what Rav Chiya bar Ashi said? That's even Sagina Vekimna Kameda Rav Shakshchile Matani Bamaya. Didn't Rav Chiya bar Ashi say, I saw Rav putting his shoes, not just putting them in water. He was shaking them around in the water. Isn't that rubbing? No. What I'm claiming is that shikshuk. Yes, and shikshuk I can hear, but kiskus, which is rubbing one piece of the material on the other, which is the way that you rub out the baguette, that is osur, even in or, if it's right. So it could be talked about the rocking, which would be osur. Yeah, divrei alcohol. Yeah, ibikashin bekasher. More could be talking about even if it's kashin, and then it would be osur. Even on kashin, if it would be shikshuk. In practical terms, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that all type of washing off skins are osur shabbos. Be marked on that. Not to wash off skins.
You just put water.
No, not to.
Even for water.
Right, because in other words, the question over here is how we pass skin. As a matter of fact, there's even some, believe it or not, who are mocked on plastic tablecloths, and maybe they're the same as oil crushing. But Rav Moshe is mocked.
This
would
be.
What?
No, there's not.
Not yet.
No.
There's this is only for leather though. We're all right now.
Leather.
Any kind of kibbutz is only for kibbutz for the shoe.
Well, but the shaila is on those materials. That's what the Akronim say. Those materials that weren't recognized at the time of the Gemara, synthetics or rubber boots or things like that. So how do we view them? Do we view them to, would they have viewed them as or kosher, or would it have been some? It's not shy to fall on such things, kibbutz. That's the question, whether to be modest.
No, my question is, what about a regular baguette?
What?
Why can't I pour water on a regular baguette?
That's not your question, that's the Gemara's next question, which you always ask. As you know by now.
No, I didn't.
He baguette, Nami. So if so, as the Gemara doesn't told us, So then why not just do the same thing on a beged? I mean, if you're telling me that the problem of it is not or beged, it's whether you do the act of kibbutz through kishpus or not, so then you should be able to wash off pouring water over a beged. No. Beged shriyato zel kibbutzo. The putting a beged in water is the only way in which, I mean, that is the fundamental way of washing a beged that begins the whole process of kibbutz, as opposed to or, where the only thing that you're really doing on it is you have to get the water really to do something to it. This is Rav Latayni. The Amar Rava Zorak Sudar Lamayim Chayav. If you throw a sweater into water on Shabbos, you're fired. Because that already is kibbutz. Whereas Zorak Pishtan Lamayim, your Zorak Pishtan, we'll see what we're talking about. Zorak Pishtan Lamayim, you're fired. Now, what the assumption is over here, that we're talking about not a sweater made out of Pishtan, because that's the same thing as a sweater. I mean, that's a beged like any other beged. So when you say that the sudr, okay, the sudr of a kibbutz, you wash the sudr, but pishtan, I mean, when you're talking about pishtan, I mean, that's your meaning, zera pishtan. So my time, why are you chayav for throwing seeds of pishtan? I mean, if you're going to tell me because they'll germinate in the water even though they don't have any, so then what are you talking about pishtan? You can talk about chitin, sorry, man, that's nothing to do with pishtan. So clearly you're not talking about putting something in water in a way that it's going to germinate. You're putting it there for a few minutes or something.
Not talking about kibbutz either.
You're not talking about kibbutz either. So what's unique about pishtan? What's unique is hanach itru riri. What's unique about it is that it has a gel that when you put it into water, it gels together. Which?
The seeds.
So ihachi shlachim nami. But then, if that's the case, you shouldn't be able to put ore, at least raw ore, shlachim, or ore that have not yet gone through the ibud, which we draw out all of the moisture and the mucus, and we use salt on it, and tramping on it, pressure on it, and various chemicals. So they're fine. But I mean, if you're talking about shlachim, if it's any shlachim, you can't put it into water because it also has a gel. Yeah, but as a covered leisha, the point, problem is, there's nothing wrong with gel. Problem is, if it forms a single substance, then that's essentially leisha. This is a type of leisha.
With
the zarapishtan. That's what he's pointing out, that you could do an act of leisha on certain things simply by putting it into the water. You don't even need to mix it. So you're talking about tapioca. You put the tapioca into the water, is the equivalent of putting zarapishtan into the water. You say, but I didn't mix it. You don't have to mix it. It by itself, it forms an integrated whole because of the gel. And so, well, that's his chiddush. What he's saying is there's things that, the type of pudding, the type of seed that forms it. What's the good?
There we go.
We can have our little. So that would be what you mean. Durash Rava.
I thought we should combine two different substances.
No, combine it in the water to make it one.
Put
flour and water together.
But two separate substances, like tapioca.
Well,
tapioca is not one substance.
So is flour one substance, but if you put it in water,
you're right. The other one, combining with the water.
Yeah.
That's the other substance.
Now, Rava got up in the Beis HaMedrash, and he was there, probably at the Shabbos lecture, which they would say over halachas, mutter l'chabes min over Shabbos. He said, you're allowed to wash off your shoes on Shabbos. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava, so Rav Papa tain it to Rava, v'am Rav Pia Barash, he was saying, you know, to commit the Rav, v'shach shechelim esanim v'naya. All he did was he shook his shoes in water, but he wouldn't actually rub it to wash it. So Rava immediately went back up there with his Amora. Sorry, I made a mistake. Actually, what we've been correct to say is that Shikshuk is Mutar Whereas kibbutz is asur.
We don't see that often.
No. But kibbutz b'makom kadosh. You know what I mean? Turn around on techabez b'makom kadosh. It says the finish. And how do we know that Shmiras Kli Cheres is also b'makom kadosh? Talmud Lomar uchli uses a vav. Uchli Cheres asher tevushal bo yishaver. And how do we know Marika v'shtifav klei nechoshet washing them out? How do we know that that's also b'makom kadosh minayin? Talmud Lomar ve'im b'klei nechoshet bushala umurak v'shutak b'mayin. So therefore the Torah has combined these three sugyas, kibbutz, Shmiras Kli Cheres, and Marika v'shtifa into Makom Kadosh. Then the Mishnah ends, Ze Chemer B'chatas. And by the way, I mentioned to you yesterday that although Rashi learns that the Lashon Ze Chemer B'chatas is a reference to kibbutz, the Rambam learns that it's a reference to what was said immediately prior, which is Shmiras Kli Cheres. And the din of Shmiras Kli Cheres is limited to chatas. So there's also other minor shittas, let's say, among the poskim of Rambam. So now the Mishnah seems to be saying, when it says Zeh Chomer B'chatas, that this is the Chomer of Chatas, but that's not really true. I mean, the Chatas has got a lot of very special issues. For instance, I mean, we talked about a Chatas Shenichnas Dam Lifnim. If you take a Chatas Lifnim, then we have actually chatos, you know, that are meant to be taken bifnim. Well, okay, so we've talked about chatos kitzenas, maybe it's referring. No, but chatos kitzenas has a chiyuv special chumrah in that im nichnas dama lifnim, it would be possible. That's a chumrah. If you bring the dama of a chatos into the eichel, it's possible. Well, okay, maybe the Mishnah's going Rabbi Akiva, who holds kol damim shenichnas eichel chatos psulim, as we saw before in the Mishnah. Well, okay, but Katas still has a chumrah that it's b'chapar chayvekrisis. Okay, so maybe it's talking about a Katas of Shvua and Shmias HaKol. Well, but a Katas is chumrah that it requires Arba Matanis, whereas the other is Shnayim Shein Arba. Okay, so maybe it's going according to Yishmael. But Yishmael says, Kol Adam into the Arba Matanis. Yeah, but Katas is chumrah that requires Matana al Arba Koronis. Okay, fine, okay, so I mean then you could tie in that there's a din specifically of Karen, there's a din of using your etzpa, there's a din of chudashal Karen according to some. I mean, that you're not going to get out of, right? So I mean, obviously you're going to end up saying chad betrayed glass of chum and not got that. When it says that chum of chad, doesn't mean this is the only chum of chad, in which case no problem. I mean, the Mishnah could be going according to everybody, and it's giving an example of something you hadn't thought of before. But here's another form of chatos.
Is there a special spot for kibbutz?
No. Beged shiyotze chutz lekivayim nichnasim lechapsa b'makom kadosh. Oh, what the hell is the Mishnah? I'm the president, should take over, actually.
Okay, the Mishnah.
Hey, it's getting better.
You wear many hats.
Yes, indeed. So if a beged goes out of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring it back in and do the kibbutz b'makom kadosh. But how about if it became tamei when you took it out? Now you're not allowed to bring it back in. What do you do now? Well, what you do is you tear it. If you tear a beged, you're mabatel with tuma. And then you can bring it back in and you can be mechavet it. We'll see in the morning. So kor ov. V'nen v'nichnas mechapsa b'makom kadosh. How about a Kli Cheres? Well, Kli Cheres that was Yotzei Chutz LeKelayim, you have to bring it back in. Nichnas v'shovro b'makom kadosh. How about if it became Tamei Chutz LeKelayim? No problem. If you make a hole in a Kli Cheres, then it loses its tumah. And then you bring it back in. V'nichnas v'shovro b'makom kadosh. Kli Nechoshes sh'yotzei Chutz LeKelayim. Same thing would be true of a Kli Nechoshes that went out. You have to bring it back in to be Marotar v'shotzvo b'makom kadosh. If it became Tamei, now Kli Nechoshes, you can't be Mavata the Tuma simply by putting a small hole into it, because it's Choshu and can be used even with a small hole for various purposes. So there you have to be Pochato You have to basically open it to the extent that it's a large enough hole to be mabata the tuna. By the way, I meant to mention before that there are different ways of understanding the Rambam Shita. There's a Rambam Shita that says that Shviras Klicheres is dafka by a chatas. So, I mean, the problem is that Marika B'Shita deals with the issue of the Meisr Chatas, right? I've used this clip, and we've had hot meat in it that has now become nicer. So, isn't there just a normal halacha of that kli cheres eino yotzei midofyo lo'olam? I mean, that's a fact. If I'm worried about the noser of the chatas here, why don't I have to be worried about the noser of any kosher? How could it be miyuchet for chatas? And there's various approaches. The Chazanish says the most obvious thing, which is that the din over here of breaking a kli cheres has nothing to do with using the kli cheres. It's a new mitzvah, the same thing the dam on the beged. It's nothing to do with using the beged again. You're not going to use the beged again. As a matter of fact, you're even tearing the beged into pieces in order to be able to get it in order to wash. Obviously, you're not going to be using it. It's a special mitzvah in the Torah to do something about it. So Mimela, I have to do something about it, so the kli cheres. So I won't use it. Of course I can't use it. Rambam is suggesting that it's kosher without breaking it. He's just saying there's no chiyuv to break it. Reb Kiveger, though, has a problem in that if the idea is that I'm chiyuv to get rid of noser, the Torah is telling you that the tam of the noser in the kli is sufficient to be mechayev me to get rid of it. It's like I'm supposed to burn noser. I just leave it. So it wants me to get rid of it. So I have a kli showing that has noser in it. So then the Torah says get rid of it. So again, what would you have to mean if we have another kosher? I'll be the rabbi. So he learns that the din of tam, which is a tam kolosh, it's not the real thing, that is a new chiddush over the gadol. That's what the new chiddush is. That noser, which is merely a tam kolosh of noser, is viewed as noser when it comes to chatas. Only. That's how the Rambam's understanding. Now, the mice, obviously, there are other nafkaminas. For instance, if it's not a ben yomo. So now, many arise, but there's no reason why I shouldn't use a kli cheres that's eino ben yomo. So noser tam was gone. So I could use it the next day in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Except that the Torah is saying not for a chatas. Okay, fine. For other question, yeah. Would also be a nafkamina in terms of tam kolosh. Same idea, this time of count. All right, I'll let you off because you all come late. You don't deserve to finish the entire time.